Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. Welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. And I am live at the WABC studio in New York. And you can call at the studio during the next half hour of our show. And the number here is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can reach me at my office after the show at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. The number there is 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you can call, you can check my website out at njhormones.com, njhormones.com. And today we're going to have kind of a change of gears today. I know I've talked a lot about testosterone for men and even for women, and I've talked about bioidentical hormones with estrogen and especially estradiol and progesterone for women. I've talked about how thyroid helps improve our energy and is kind of the driver of a lot, the metabolic driver of a lot of the reactions in our body. And today we're going to talk about what I call supplemental hormones, supplements. They are hormones that the body produces, but they are widely available as supplements, and we're going to talk about their benefit. The ones we're going to talk spend the most time with are DHEA, and the next one that we're going to talk about is melatonin, and then vitamin D. So let's talk about DHEA. It's a hormone produced in the adrenal gland of the body, and it is called the, it's a an acronym for dehydroepiandrosterone. So that's a mouthful, so we'll stick to the more conventional DHEA, and we're going to talk about its potential benefits. And DHEA has a lot of benefits, and it's very interesting because DHEA, there's, I can't show it to you because we're on the phone here, we're over the radio, but basically the level, the hormones are basically produced in from a master hormone, and then they get broken up into several other hormones. Well, one of those levels higher up on the chain is DHEA, meaning that from DHEA, you can make other hormones such as testosterone. So DHEA is sort of a precursor for testosterone. It's a precursor for estrogen, and it's a little less directly, but still has a role in progesterone for women, and even has a role in the cortisol pathway, which is our stress hormone. So DHEA is a valuable, has a valuable role in the hormone manufacturing process of the body. And the like many hormones, it tends to become deficient as we get older. And that deficiency, unfortunately, is associated with several medical conditions. So the good news is, though, replacing DHEA is responsible and associated with improving those conditions. So it's one that everyone should be aware of, and it's one that's pretty easy to replace. There are certain formulations I recommend, but it's available, widely available over the counter, if not at your neighborhood pharmacy store, easily available at multiple vitamin and supplement types of retailers. And DHEA, when it is low, is associated with multiple problems. I was mentioning that. And some of those are impairment of the immune system, and it has roles in our sexual function and very importantly in our cardiac function, since that's what keeps us going in terms of important for our survival. So how does it help the cardiac system? Well, like the other hormones I've talked about, it helps reduce visceral fat. But also one of the roles that DHEA plays is it decreases platelet aggregation. Platelet aggregation means platelets clumping together and grouping together and forming clots. So when the DHEA level is low, then the risk of clotting is higher. So it's good to keep your DHEA level higher to reduce that platelet clumping. So the higher the level of DHEA, the less risk of heart disease. So it's a very good supplemental hormone to take. And you're also decreasing your visceral fat. Most people who take DHEA will report improved energy and even improved mood, because low DHEA is also tied to fatigue and depression. I told you it's produced in the adrenal glands. There's a condition, maybe I'll spend an episode talking about adrenal fatigue and adrenal exhaustion, but when there is adrenal fatigue, the DHEA level is often low, and supplementing with DHEA helps counter some of those effects of the low DHEA. So I mentioned the immune system. That was one of the first benefits I talked about with replacing DHEA. What's really interesting is there have been multiple studies on DHEA, specifically on how DHEA affects certain autoimmune diseases. So anyone with lupus really should be taking DHEA. And there's the pharmaceutical version of DHEA, which isn't bad. It's very concentrated. It may have more additives than we might want, but basically it's generally well tolerated. And the pharmaceutical version has been tested, because pharmaceutical companies, because when they're patenting drugs, they're able to do more elaborate studies than just when you're testing many supplements, because there's a lot more corporate funding research behind it. So with that pharmaceutical study, it was found that DHEA is valuable in the treatment of lupus, systemic lupus erythematosus, which is potentially a very disabling autoimmune condition. And what is shown is that DHEA actually decreases the pro-inflammatory cytokines. So anyone with an autoimmune disease really, and that's the one that was tested, but really anyone with an autoimmune disease should be taking DHEA. I don't want to say a no-brainer, but along those lines, DHEA also improves memory. And the higher the incidence, the higher the DHEA, the lower the incidence of Alzheimer's. So, and as a bonus, you also get improved energy with DHEA, improved bone density. In men, it's been shown to help with erectile dysfunction. So DHEA is a very valuable adjunct to any health program, and especially in a good hormone replacement program, DHEA is a valuable addition. For women, it improves sexual function as well, with increased libido and increased lubrication. So DHEA is very valuable. For some of my older patients, I find that it's very helpful for their arthritic pain. And so DHEA is a great, great adjunct to any good health program, and especially a good hormone replacement program. And I've talked about that. You can check it out on my website as well. So if you're male, you want your DHEA to get up to 600 is a good number. And if you're female, you want your DHEA to get up to 250. When it gets much higher than that, you start to get added testosterone effects, which may not be desirable. They may have some role, and that's how some of the positive effects of DHEA occur. It's interesting that DHEA replacement has been shown to increase testosterone levels in females, but not as much in males, and that's probably because if a male is being supplemented correctly, he's his testosterone level is going to be higher anyway. So it may be beyond where DHEA can produce more testosterone, but it's definitely very helpful in that regard. So DHEA is a great hormone. And for, again, to summarize, it helps with the immune system, and it helps with the with sexual function, with cardiac function, improved bone density, overall improved energy, improved memory. So this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the right now I'm at the WABC studio right at Penn Station, and you can give me a call at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call the office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Again, 201-882-1500, or you can check out my website, njhormones.com. So now we're going to talk about another hormone, and that hormone is called melatonin. Melatonin, probably a lot of people out there have heard of, and melatonin, its big cachet is that it is basically a very good sleep adjunct. In fact, people think of it as a sleep supplement, and it is a sleep supplement, but it's actually a sleep supplement that is produced in the body itself. It's produced by the pineal gland. And unfortunately, like a lot of the other hormones, melatonin decreases with age. So it's often very helpful to supplement melatonin. And by supplementing with melatonin, there's an improvement in sleep quality, and there's even an improvement in depth of sleep. And so stage four sleep, which is the most restorative sleep, is really enhanced by melatonin. And there's a couple of things to be aware of. One of those is that melatonin is available, like, you know, you've probably seen it and you maybe even tried it over the counter doses. But when you get it in a compounded, micronized form, a lot of times there's better absorption. So some people talk about melatonin affecting their sleep or improving their sleep for the first few hours. Well, it could be that the melatonin is getting out of their system, because your average over-the-counter melatonin is going to be out of your system in 2 to 4 hours, while your micronized melatonin that often needs to be compounded, though you could get it in some for some places over the counter, but it's a more sustained release, and it's going to be in your system for closer to 6 to 8 hours. So it really does a great job. So the great thing about melatonin is it's much more in sync with the body's function and with the brain's function. So melatonin is helpful for mood and energy, and it helps. It has other health benefits. It's a potent antioxidant, so it enhances one's health overall. It helps with the immune system. It modulates the immune system in a positive way, so it works with the other hormones as well in that regard. So it's good for any time there. So that helps with pain. That helps with arthritic conditions. So melatonin is not just a sleep supplement. It really has great effects for the brain. It even has good periodontal effects, so good for gum disease. So melatonin is really a very has diverse benefits, and it's very versatile in its positive effects. One of the known benefits of melatonin is also to treat headaches, especially cluster headaches. Even migraine headaches are improved with melatonin. To treat migraines, it takes the study showed that 9 milligrams of melatonin significantly reduces the incidence and severity of migraine headaches. So I mentioned its antioxidant qualities. Another potent antioxidant is called glutathione, and that's not easy to supplement, because a lot of times you need to take it IV. But one of the great things about melatonin is that it stimulates the production of glutathione. glutathione. So it has a great antioxidant quality. Melatonin, it's not just a sleep supplement. It's a brain supplement. It's a great, it has cardiac benefits. It helps with hypertension, and even especially nighttime high blood pressure is very much improved with has been shown to be improved melatonin, and even cancer prevention has been demonstrated with melatonin. And even as a cancer treatment, there have been studies that show melatonin helps with prostate cancer. So again, these are all supplements that are widely available. They are great adjuncts to a good health program. And so it's very important to take advantage of these, because they're great ways that we can improve our health both for short-term and long-term. We have a call from Michael in Toms River, New Jersey. Michael?
Yes, good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
I'd like to ask you a two-part question. Number one, I recently was diagnosed with a number of hormone deficiencies, and I'm a type 2 diabetic. So my question, actually my two-part question particularly, would be this. The association of diabetes, predominantly type 2, and hormone irregularity, how does that play into one's overall physical condition, a medical condition? And the other part is, how do you stabilize these hormones to be at a regulated level?
So, great questions. In answer to the first question, I believe that the connection with diabetes and hormone deficiencies, and I've talked about testosterone deficiency on other shows. I don't know, when you say two hormones, I'm not sure which they are, but I mentioned it with DHEA at the top of the show, is so many hormone deficiencies, and thyroid also, they're associated with poor metabolism, and that poor metabolism is associated with increased visceral fat, and that increased visceral fat mediates inflammation, it mediates insulin resistance, and that inflammation mediates heart disease and cancer, and even increase cancer risk. So it's very important to get the hormones optimized, and I'm talking about supplemental hormones today, but to get those hormone levels optimized to maximize health, reduce the visceral fat, which reduces the inflammation, it reduces the insulin resistance. And I won't say that by getting the hormones optimized, you'll no longer be a diabetic, but certainly I would expect your sugar control to improve and the insulin resistance to improve and your overall health to improve with it. And sometimes the hemoglobin A1C can come down low enough that you're, quote, no longer in that, have that hemoglobin A1C that is so discouraging and so dangerous. So that's the connection, I believe, between hormones and diabetes. In terms of your other question, optimizing hormones is partly checking labs and partly monitoring the clinical situation. So there's what the lab calls normal levels of hormones, but there's also optimal levels of hormones. And optimal levels of hormones might be different for each person. So, and that applies for thyroid levels, that applies for testosterone levels, and to an extent, even DHEA levels. So, so it's done both with labs and clinically, monitoring the clinical response.
Okay, I'm going to call your office this week and plan on making an appointment to come in and see you.
Great. I hope I can. I'm sure I'll be able to help you, Michael. I appreciate that, and I hope that answers your questions. Okay, so this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can give me a call at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call me after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you can check out my website, njhormones.com. So I've talked about DHEA, I've talked about melatonin. Now I'm going to talk about vitamin D. Now, you might be saying to yourself, I thought this was supplemental hormones. Well, it turns out that vitamin D is a hormone. Vitamin D is made in the skin, so it's manufactured in the body, so that gives it the status of a hormone, and it's actually produced from cholesterol. And one of its most known functions is absorbing calcium. It also helps calcium get into the bone, it serves as a transport bus, and it does that in conjunction with vitamin K. So with vitamin D, you get improved bone density and less resorption. And vitamin D has had multiple benefits that have been demonstrated by study after study. And I'm going to talk about a few of those benefits. One of them is that it reduces the risk of falling in the elderly. Now, okay, so you're not elderly, but it does show that either by improving strength, improving balance, that falls are decreasing the elderly when they get their vitamin D adequately to a good level. So, and the higher the D level, the less the risk of heart attack, of myocardial infarction. So again, once again, we see a vitamin / hormone associated with overall improved health. And even lung function is improved with vitamin D. And as we get older, we're at risk for macular degeneration. Well, having a good vitamin D level doesn't obliterate that risk, but it decreases that risk. So, and one of the most fascinating health benefits of vitamin D is that it has cancer prevention properties. So I'm going to give you some examples, and these examples may surprise you. And that is because you may not be aware, but by getting your vitamin D level to over 80, okay, which sounds very high, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, there's a decrease in colon cancer risk by 50%. So that's a pretty big drop in cancer rate with just one supplement, vitamin D. It's so easy to take that. But it's not easy to get your vitamin D level to that level of 80. A lot of my physician colleagues, they have caught on to the idea that vitamin D is important, and I'm very happy about that. Unfortunately, not all, but most of the patients that come in to see me, they may be on vitamin D, but they're often not on a high enough dose of vitamin D. How much vitamin D are you taking? Some might say 1,000 units a day. Some might say 2,000 units a day. Very rarely are they taking more than that. And let me tell you, they should. I recommend between 5 and 10,000 units a day of vitamin D. And I'll give you general numbers here. And these are general numbers because everyone absorbs vitamin D differently. But basically, if you have a vitamin D level, if you're taking 2,000 a day, that's going to get your vitamin D level to the low 30s. Again, this is generalities. It's not universal. If you take 5,000 units of vitamin D, you're going to get your levels to the 50s, maybe touch upon 60, which is good. Now you're getting into some better levels and some levels that are going to really promote your good health. And the what might seem like so much, 10,000 units a day, actually gets you closer to that 80 level, 80 to 100, and that's where you really want to be. That is where you want your vitamin D level to be. That is where you reduce cancer. It enhances the, it reduces insulin resistance. So getting your vitamin D level up there is so important for your overall health. The interesting thing is that not only does it lower the risk of prostate cancer, but it lowers significantly lowers the risk of aggressive prostate cancers having a high vitamin D. Even ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, renal cancer, all reduced risk with increasing vitamin D. How simple is it? Now, most of the people listening in this audience are probably going to be in the New York area, unless you're listening on one of the online platforms. And so in the New York area, we had a little bit of sun today. So hopefully everyone got out and got to enjoy some of that sun and get some of that vitamin D exposure. But even at maximal sun exposure in the New York area in the summer, that's not going to get the D level much above. It might get it to 30, maybe into the 30s, but it's not going to get it up to the level you need. So if you live in the New York area, you really need to supplement your vitamin D. And so, and that's how you maximally improve your health. So again, I mentioned some of the benefits. I mentioned dementia. I mentioned the eyes. I mentioned insulin resistance. Even a condition, even muscle pain is more commonly seen with low vitamin D levels. So get that vitamin D up there. And for overactive bladder, vitamin D works on the bladder sphincter and relaxes the bladder wall, and so that improves overall overactive bladder, so and increases the tone of the urinary tract, so that you're having less bladder frequency, less urinating at night, all with a simple supplement, vitamin D. So again, preventing cancer, improving heart function, improving lung function, and definitely improving bone density, having a high vitamin D level is a great way to go. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You could call now. It'll be a little too late to talk during the show, but I could talk to you after the show at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call after the show as well at my office right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey at the Regenerative Healing Center at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njhormones.com. Lastly, I wanted to touch base about one last hormone. I don't have that much time, but I will touch base about it, called pregnenolone. And pregnenolone is, again, one of those supplemental hormones that is one of the nicknames of pregnenolone is the master of all hormones. And how did it earn that moniker? Well, one of the ways it earned that moniker is because it's, remember I was telling you about that hormone tree, it's the precursor to all the other hormones. And one of the great uses, there's not a lot of studies on pregnenolone. Part of it is that it's hard to study the blood. There aren't great tests for the blood level of pregnenolone, but the use of pregnenolone has been shown to be a memory enhancer. So for those concerned with it, it's a great adjunct to your other hormones. So again, I talked about DHEA, melatonin. I talked about vitamin D and pregnenolone. This is Dr. Warren Slayton of the Regenerative Healing Show. And you can check out my website, njhormones.com, or call my office at 201-882-1500. Listen to next week's show. We're going to talk about a great treatment for muscle pain and a novel treatment for nerve pain called neuroprolotherapy. Look forward to speaking to you then, and thanks for listening.